For decades, Lakeside Mall has been a cornerstone of Macomb County's retail landscape, attracting top retailers and driving economic development along the M59 corridor since its opening in 1976. Now, as the mall prepares to shut its doors permanently, attention turns to the ambitious $1 billion redevelopment plan set to transform the site. Let's get into next steps for the property by bringing in Paula Gardner, business reporter for Bridge, Michigan, and she joins us on the JR Morning Lifeline. Paula, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, there's some sad faces, people who, you know, have spent time at the Lakeside Mall and, you know, it's been really nostalgic. But on the other end, there's a $1 billion redevelopment on the horizon that will, you know, I think make citizens in that area feel good as well.
Yeah, that's the expectation. And I find that area very interesting. Of course, I grew up in Metro Detroit, and I remember when Lakeside and Fairlane both opened. I was a kid, and I thought they were like the coolest things ever. And when you travel to that Lakeside area over the recent years, the mall itself just seemed to under-deliver, yet the area around it is so prosperous. Mm-hmm. It's just so active. There's housing, tons of retail. You know, it's a great area. But the mall had passed its prime.
Well, so it was kind of breaking down and, you know, on the outside and like the landscaping and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, and the parking.
I saw
an article over the weekend where, you know, people talked about Christmas time and people would park on the lawn because so many people wanted to shop in the mall. Nobody's parked on the lawn there for a really long time. You know, it just looks like a moat of concrete over many years. You know, it's just way more parking than anybody needed at that mall.
People shopping at malls has changed, and that's not me because I still like to go, but it's just not the way of the future. And that's why these malls are closing and becoming these relics.
Yeah, it's interesting. There is a resurgence in malls, but it's just a small slice of malls. You know, there was a time where I think any of us could go to a mall and say, you know, oh, there's a Victoria's Secret, there's a Gap, there's a big anchor store that'll have everything I want. And a lot of the stores are struggling, and the malls that have what everybody else had aren't quite performing the same way they used to. Younger people and more affluent people are finding malls again, but they want high-end stores and they want something unique, and they can, you know, they can shop at the Gap online, but they can, you know, browse and maybe buy a high-end purse or something and really enjoy their time there. Plus, there's a little bit more action in malls. People have, or mall owners have tried to put some activities in malls or different types of uses that get people walking in and out, even if they're not going to be shopping.
So at least part of the long-range plan, Paula, is for Penny's and Macy's to kind of reinvent themselves in this multi-use space that will be created. But given the changing nature of the retail landscape, how tentative a bet is that?
You know, nobody would tell me that on the record. I think one of the most obvious things, you know, in Michigan is that this property is going through a massive redevelopment. Macy's has a place in it at this moment, but they're also closing stores, and JCPenney also is. And their own futures are being written as we speak. And, you know, I think there's probably great opportunity for them to sell their stores if they end up closing them to the mall developers and just kind of letting them run with that extra property.
You know, Paul, I've been seeing two in different areas. Eastland Mall, they have a big warehouse out there now where the Eastland Mall used to be. Northland Mall is redeveloping that area as a kind of a downtown to Southfield, because downtown Southfield doesn't really have a downtown. They're incorporating some of the buildings of Northland Mall into this space. Is that what we're seeing now in a lot of places that had malls and then those malls are closing? When they redevelop, they're trying to kind of turn it into like a small downtown?
Yeah, nationally, some owners like Simon and Brookfield Properties, they've unveiled some really ambitious plans, kind of like what Lakeside, you know, is promising right now. But they're really expensive and it's slow to happen. And I think, you know, what you mentioned at Eastland with the warehouse, that was the city of Sterling Heights' worst case scenario, is that they'd end up with a property that was basically underused because it was surrounded by retail and surrounded by people who, you know, might be driving now to shop because Lakeside didn't have what they wanted. And they wanted to kind of bring home some vitality to the property because, you know, it was prime. You know, Eastland's probably a bit of a different animal. I remember walking through that mall in its waning days and just kind of feeling, you know, it's past its prime.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of demand for warehouse in that area too. So, you know, I'm not saying that that was a bad choice for Eastland, but something like that was the worst case scenario for the city of Sterling Heights. And a lot of other communities are just kind of embracing what the mall owners are willing to bring. Ann Arbor's one of them. Briarwood's undergoing a renovation too, where they're adding housing and also adding store space, which is interesting. They tore down a Sears and they're actually adding retail space to the mall.
I know Dearborn's mayor is, you know, thinking about that as well. He's been meeting with Fairlane because he said, like you said, all that parking, all that asphalt, they could put some housing or something on that spot because
Well, environmentally, it's a problem with stormwater
and all
kinds of things. And so I guess they are going to have streets, right? They're going to try to reconstitute a street grid.
Yeah, so there could be like some Main Street, you know, parallel parking or situations like that with some parking decks. So it feels like what you find in a downtown, you know, you could park out front and run in for a minute, or you can put your car in a deck if you work there or if you're going to be there for a while. And Fairlane's interesting too. You know, it's the sister mall to Lakeside.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about what's next for that, you know, I think office use, Ford always, you know, consumed and drove a lot of office space in that area. But U of M Dearborn is, you know, vital, you know, and I think the University of Michigan system would love to see housing options expand there, or, you know, a land acquisition to make something happen to expand U of M Dearborn.
Paula Gardner.
I don't know for sure, but it just seems obvious.
Yeah. Paula Gardner, business reporter for Bridge Michigan. Appreciate it. And thanks for taking some time to talk about Lakeside Mall. Appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Good morning.
One of the coolest stories of the day, over the weekend in Cape Cod, the tide receded and 125 dolphins were trapped in that little basin there. And people came from everywhere. Some
is
in wetsuits.
Is anyone a marine biologist?
Yeah, I know. And they managed to save 100 of them.
That's
wonderful.
They
got them to open water. Other folks came with blankets and wet sheets to keep them cool and wet. And they managed
gotta
to
say
do
flipper.
A great job. Gotta say flipper. And they did. We'll be back bright and early to do it all again at 6 a.m. We're awaiting a big decision from the Supreme Court. We'll unpack that for you as well. Until then, take care.